The number of candidates running for president this year is up, way up. 1,780 people have filed official paperwork with the Federal Elections Commission. That's a 600% increase over the average number of presidential candidates since 1980. WNYC's Jim O'Grady asks, who are these people?
Prentice Dominion is a 50-year-old consultant, and he has a message for America's voters.
This is their opportunity right now in this hour to opt out of this buffoonery in this candidacy for president.
The name of Dominion's candidate, you can see right there on the Federal Election Commission website, is Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Mighty God Yeshua. That raises a question.
If Jesus Christ is the candidate and he's in heaven, let's say you win, who goes to the White House?
Well, that's an awesome question. I often get that from pastors and leaders. The word tells you.
He talks scripture for a while, then answers definitively.
God came before, and matter of fact, he's coming again. If he saw believers opting out and choosing him as their king and as their president, who's to say he wouldn't come, Jim?
Oh, I see. So if Jesus wins the election, it could trigger the second coming.
Absolutely, Jim.
Maybe that's not exactly what the founders had in mind, but what Dominion is doing is completely American. He's using the platform of the election to spread a message he cares passionately about. It's easy to do. You just fill out and sign a one-page form from the FEC website, and it's not required, but you can add a statement of purpose. There's a candidate this year called Dirty Cockroach from El Cerrito, California. His statement is, I am a cockroach. And that's another reason to do it. The jokes.
Remember, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. And of course, the boogeyman.
Comedian Pat Paulson ran for president six times between 1968 and 1996. His fake candidacy set the stage for Stephen Colbert, who also ran briefly after laying the groundwork in a speech at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
And though I am a committed Christian, I believe that everyone has the right to their own religion, be you Hindu, Jewish, or Muslim. I believe there are infinite paths to accepting Jesus Christ as your personal savior.
So Americans may aspire to the highest office just for laughs. But the FEC says you cannot run for president if your application shows you're one of the following: a fictional character, obscene, a sexual reference, an animal, a celebrity impersonator, or something, quote, similarly implausible. That became a problem this past August, when the FEC received a batch of prank applications and announced that for the first time, it would reject what it called unverified filers. 276 candidates have been turned down so far. They have names like Cranky Pants, Elsa the Ice Queen, and the Committee for What Are Those? The commission would seem to have more work to do. The candidate Demnuts has been removed, but D's Nuts still wants your vote. And Preston Dominion's candidate, Jesus, according to the website, as of now, is still a go. That raises another question. Why do this at all?
It enables you to make a point, and somebody will listen to you because you're a actual candidate.
Jerry Goldfeder is an election lawyer in New York. He says the vast majority of candidates will not be on any ballot on election day. You might say, so what? I can just write in Cranky Pants. Not so fast.
Every state has its own election laws. There are some states that don't allow citizens to write in anybody for president of the United States. Most of the states allow for write-ins, but the candidate, they need to file with the state. And then there's a handful of states that allow anybody to write in any name.
The states decide. Registering with the FEC doesn't help you as a write-in candidate. It only matters if you raise more than $5,000 for your campaign. Then the FEC takes you seriously and sends you a bunch more paperwork to fill out. But go to the list of the candidates on the website. Read their names. Look at their statements. Most of them aren't pranksters. They're regular people, sincere about what they're doing. Of course, there's vanity involved. But isn't it also an odd homage to the idea that, yeah, any American can get to the Oval Office and stand looking out the window as the presidential photographer immortalizes their thoughtful silhouette? And if not that, at least you can fill out a form that says, hey, I tried. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.